Blog Talk Radio.
Maria, she made me do nothing in me.
I know it's a whole different time change for me. Oh, my gosh. Come on in. Come on in. For those who are visiting on this morning, thank you for joining me. I am Reverend Wanda Martin Woodard. I'm the CEO and founder of Hope Victorious, Healing Oppressed People Eternal. And I am indeed truly happy and excited for you to come on here. For those who listen to the replay, good morning. We're going to be talking about Don't Give Up on Today. It's only going to be for a couple of minutes. Just wanted to hop on here and just to encourage someone who's feeling down and feeling like, you know, all hope is lost. There's no hope lost. As long as Jesus is around, there is no hope lost, because he is a healer. He is a fixer. He's a mind regulator and a heart fixer. And he is so awesome and so good. And I just bless God because he's just so worthy to be praised. Last night I was just reading the Bible, and I was thinking about Rahab, and I was thinking about the choices that she made in life. And I was thinking about, she had a choice either to live or die, to live a good life or a bad life. And Rahab chose to live a good life, and no matter what she'd done in the past, God erased all of that from her and started her on a whole new path. But it's choices that we make in life for us to say, okay, good or bad or not. And sometimes we can't blame other folks, you know, because we have a mind of our own. And one thing about Rahab is, though, even though she was in a situation where people around her did not serve the same God that she served, but she wanted to serve God because it was something so great and powerful within him. And even though some of her relatives may not have wanted to go, she wanted to go, but she made a conscious choice of to have a good life and not feel like, I don't want a good life because my family's not having a good life, because everybody makes choices in life. So when I was reading about her story on yesterday, I love her story, you know, and what I love about it is that God uses anybody, amen? So we can't frown upon people who we may feel like is not on our level. We can't frown upon people who they feel have less than us, because you don't never know who God's going to raise up. You never know who God is going to use. So you cannot sit there and judge somebody else's life. Amen. But I bless God for her story. And, you know, God is the same God today, yesterday, and forevermore. Didn't nothing change with God? He's the same God today, yesterday, and forevermore. And I love him because he's a forgiving God. He don't look at us like man look at us. He don't look at us as, oh, I seen what you did last night. I seen what you did this morning. I seen you did 5 years ago, 20 years ago. No, he is a forgiving God. And I love him because he don't look and frown upon us when we ask God for forgiveness. And once we repent for our sins, what is repentance? To turn away from that thing and never do it again. And when God does that and when God forgives us, it's up to us to have a whole new, you know, clean slate. Amen. So I just want to say good morning to everybody. Let me tell you, I'm so on fire this morning. I don't even have no lipstick on this morning. You know I love lipstick, but let me tell you, you got to know you handsome. You got to know that you're beautiful. You got to know that when you show up, everything is okay. Amen. I'm like cracking up right now. But I just wanted to say to you all on today, don't give up. Be not weary in well doing, but in due season ye shall reap if you faint not. And I struggled so bad about, Lord, what am I going to talk about today? What am I going to talk about today? And that's what God dropped in my spirit. Don't give up in the choices that we make in life. And I want to say to you on today, those who are struggling, which way do I go? Which way do I go? You go the way that you feel like is good for you, because one wrong decision may ruin the rest of your life, and it just doesn't affect you. Sometimes our decisions we make, sometimes they affect everybody around you, your whole family. So you got to make wise choices for yourself, because trust and believe, ain't nobody looking out for you but you. Amen. So you got to make those wise choices. And I was talking about Rahab on this morning, and I just love how God used her and that situation that she was in terms of Joshua and the children of Israel coming over and conquering their land, conquering that whole place, taking Jerusalem right out, taking Jerusalem back underneath them that was there from the beginning. Amen. So I bless God for her tenacity. And stop being so down and hard on yourself because where you may be at right now, because right now is not forever. Right now is not where I may be 5 years from now, 10 years from now. No, you got to look at where you're at right now and where you're moving forward to. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, when I look sometimes back on my life, and I look back sometimes on some of my friends' lives and the choices that we made, and life wasn't good. But when God turned us around, I chose to have a good life, because that life is no good. That life would have been imprisonment. That life could have been in a place where I wouldn't be able to come out from. But I bless God, because even though when I made some choices, some people didn't like it. Some close friends of mine didn't like it. But it was okay, because I was living for my own self. And yes, they wanted me to stay where they were at and wanted me to do the things that they wanted to do. But I said, that's not, I can't. Because first of all, I'm getting ready to get beat up in my house with my parents. And second of all, I'm living for me and I'm living for myself. So yeah, I've lost some friends along the way because of decisions that I made that were good. Decisions that I made that I did not want to stay in that place where they were at. And yeah, those friendships are today. I see them, we say hello, how you doing? But we're not as close, because I could not stay in that place, because I chose a better life for myself, and I'm glad I did, because everything would have been affected if I did not. When I got married, when I had children, everything would have played a part in that as I began to grow. So I'm saying on you today, stop being so hard on yourself. Whatever you did yesterday, 3 years ago, 2 months ago, 5 years ago, let that go. This is a time for you to start a brand new life for yourself. And don't give up, and don't think that your life is so destroyed until it just can't come together. Sometimes we feel like broken pieces can't be put back together again. But, oh, yes, it can. And don't be angry with God when you feel like my life has gone a certain way. No, say, God, I bless you. I thank you. I have a roof over my head. Lord, I thank you. I have gas. I have electric. I have water. And even if some people don't have those things, thank God for what you do have. And you're not going to be there all the time. That place where you're at, you can come up out of that place. You can come up out of that place, but you got to fight to come out of that place. You have to fight to come out of that place. Amen. So don't be discouraged on today, and don't be so downhearted, because God got you. He is a loving God, a forgiving God, and he will wrap his arms around you and pick you up from where you are at, and he will make every crooked path straight. Every place that you thought that was broken, God will bring broken pieces back together again. But it's up to us to trust him. It's up to us to keep moving forward. It's up to us to keep pushing. I had to keep pushing because Lord knows I wasn't going to stay in that place. Lord knows I could not stay in that place. And God began to put other friends in my life who were walking the same way that I was walking. Yeah, you know. So you have to counter all joy, because God is gracious and he's so powerful and he's so all-knowing. I apologize for the time change. It was 9 o'clock here today and Eastern Standard Time and 6 o'clock in the morning, Pacific Standard Time. So I want to thank you all, but on next Tuesday it will resume back to its normal time. Amen. So, but thank you all for just coming on here on today. I know a lot of you are going to watch the replay because the time is so different and folk going to be hopping on at 10 o'clock and I'm not over there. Oh my gosh, but I may pop on again at 10 o'clock just to let folk know it was a time change and just to say good morning. But I just wanted to say to you all, be encouraged on today and know that God loves you and know that he cares for you. And tell someone you love them and wrap your arms around someone today and ask God to remove that bitterness within your heart, because sometimes in our life, going a different way, we become bitter and mean. Ask God to remove that from your heart. And yes, it does hurt when you decide to make a better choice for yourself, because some folks you may have to leave behind. But you got to look for yourself, because let me tell you, when that other person have an opportunity to move forward and make good choices for themselves, they're going to leave you behind. Trust me when I tell you. I've seen that happen too. So don't give up on today. Don't give up. God, know that he got you. Know that he's on your side. And know that he loves you and he cares for you. Amen. So I'm going to pray, and I see you all on next week. So let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you and we bless you. We lift you up and we give you the highest praise, oh God. We thank you for today and we thank you for every day. We thank you for moving and shaking, God. I thank you for touching the Teak family, God, for cleaning the strength in us, Father God. Touch everyone that's on this podcast that will come on watch the replay, God. We bless your name, God, and touch those who are on here on today. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And also, I want to tell you guys that the conference is this Saturday, Empowered to Win. You still have time to register for the conference through Eventbrite, or you can cash that Hope Victorious. You still have time to come. I am so super excited about it. We have some great lineups, some great speakers. It's going to be so powerful. It's going to be at my church, St. Paul Chapel Baptist Church, with my pastor, my overseer, Joshua Gooden. You all got to come and stop 3 days, because it's going to be off the chain. I am so excited for it. We have even for our younger diamonds that's going to be coming, so you can bring your granddaughter, your niece, your cousin, your neighbor. You got to register them as well. The cost of them is $10, and the cost for you would be $45 all the way through, even, and that includes one child, and then one young lady. So come on in and come on into the room and. We're just going to have a great, 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 great time. So I love you all, and may pop on here again at 10 o'clock to some strategists that's going to come on and be like, what time change? So God bless you on today. I don't know who's on here, but I just want to say God bless you, and you all are so awesome. Hey, Sandy, like, Sand, you are like, no matter what time you on, that is my girl right there. She is rocking and rolling with me. Mm-hmm. So I see you all. I may pop on again at 10. I don't know, but I'll see you all on